In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week, I talked a bit about how being a liturgical church comes with many blessings. I touched upon how our lectionary is one such gift, how it gives us the scripture we need to hear, how it also unites us with one another and with our fellow Christians by reading week in and week out the same passages of the Bible. There are other gifts our tradition gives us. One of them we will experience today and, in fact, experienced last week and will continue to share together, and that is Holy Communion. Just like shared scripture links Christians together, the shared bread and wine of communion does the same. If you're away from home, say on vacation, you can still attend church at a local Episcopal parish. Or say you retire and you move to a different part of the country, you can still seek out a new parish home. And when you do that, even though you may be miles and miles from this place, you are still linked with it. You are still sharing in the same bread and the same wine as we are here. Communion not only links us to a place, but links us with people. I know that every Sunday, family back in Pennsylvania and friends scattered across the country are linked with me in communion. That together, even though we are not in the same place, we pass the same plate and the same cup among each other. Indeed, the same paten and chalice is shared with countless Christians across the globe, all brought together across vast distance by our shared communion. One of the wonders of communion is that it links us with all those Christians who have come before us and gone on to glory in heaven. The language may change, the words may vary, but throughout time, Christians have prayed together and have been nourished by the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And those who we love and see no longer, they now feast at the banquet God has prepared. And they know Jesus face to face and share with us in his glory every time we approach the altar together. Through the shared body and blood of Jesus Christ, we are linked across space and time, and not even death separates us from the bond that we forge in communion. Communion has been a central part of the Christian identity and the Christian life for centuries, and it is no wonder. So often, the life, ministry, and teaching of Jesus Christ was wrapped up in the experience of a shared meal. When Jesus wanted to show that all are children of God, that all are called by God, that all are deserving of respect and dignity, how did he do it? He sat down and ate with the outcast. He sat down and shared meal with the stranger and with the alien. He broke bread with sinners. When Jesus wanted to show his disciples what his crucifixion would mean, what his death would mean to them, what his resurrection would mean for the world, how did he show it? In his Last Supper with them. He taught them that his body, indeed his very life, would be given for the world, that they were now called to share in his broken body, to be made a part of it, so that all could be saved. And Jesus wanted to show God's abundant power, God's abundant love, God's abundant response to our need. How did he do it? We see it in our gospel reading for today, with the multitudes being fed. When there is a need, when there is a hunger, Jesus responds with an overflowing bounty, filling them and giving them more than they need. In today's gospel story, Jesus not only shows us the abundant gift that is creation, but the abundant gift it is for us. St. Augustine describes the breaking and sharing of the loaves in this way. The creator of grain multiplies those grains as though they were seeds committed, not to the earth and its rich soil, but sown in his own fertile creative hands, hands which bring forth life. I love that image. I keep seeing these hands in my mind's eye, hands filled with rich, dark soil. And from that fertile dirt, from those creative hands, comes blessing after blessing. It is from them that the multitudes are fed, that the sick are healed, that disciples' feet are washed, that believers are baptized with, that bread is broken and shared. It is as if in those hands, in the soil which they hold, endless possibilities lay. And all that soil is waiting for is a seed, a small seed to grow and flourish. What wonders, what miracles, what joy spring forth when it is sown with a seed of love. Ephesians tells us today that God's power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. Abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine. That is what communion presents us with, an abundant outpouring of God's love for us, a gift that links us together across space and time and conquers any obstacle. And if we approach it with open minds and hearts, if we offer up open hands, a seed can be planted. The love of Jesus Christ can be planted in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls. And from it, there is no telling, no defining what abundant love can pour out into our lives. We can be transformed by this love. And we can share that transformative love, that abundant love, with the world. Amen.